Now, as you heard in the bulletin, the High Court has ordered Gemma O'Doherty and John Waters must to pay all the costs of their failed challenge to legislation brought in to deal with the COVID-19 pandemic. Our legal affairs correspondent Orla O'Donnell has more. Orla, what's the background to the original decision and what did the judge then say about costs today?
Well, Gemma O'Doherty and John Waters challenged the legislation allowing for the restrictions and regulations that we're all used to now to deal with the COVID-19 pandemic. They said the legislation was unconstitutional and wanted it quashed. And what they were looking for was permission to take a challenge against the legislation by way of a judicial review. To do that, you've got to show that you have an arguable case. The judge, Mr. Justice Charles Meenan, last month very firmly ruled against them. He said they hadn't put forward any facts or expert opinion to support their case. And he said unsubstantiated opinion, speech, rhetoric and a bogus, absurd and offensive historical parallel with Nazi Germany were not substitutes for facts. He said they should have sworn affidavits putting forward facts to make their case that the restrictions were disproportionate, and this did not happen. And normally when you lose a case you have to pay your own costs and the costs of the other side, and that's described in court as costs following the event. Sometimes there are exceptions made, particularly if people are taking a case in the public interest or if they're challenging a piece of legislation that's never been challenged before. Gemma O'Doherty and John Waters argued that they should not have to pay the costs in this case, and they put particular emphasis on the public interest aspect of their case. But the judge said in his ruling this morning that this contention did not stand up to much scrutiny. He said they had declined to put in their own submissions. They rejected the suggestion of a short adjournment to allow them to consider the case being made against them. And he said they didn't engage with the case being made against them in any meaningful way. They proceeded on the basis that their own opinion that they had an arguable case was enough to be granted leave. And the judge said there was no doubt the issues raised by the legislation were actually important matters of public interest. But he said the way the two applicants conducted the proceedings, their failure to consider or answer the case against them and to only have regard to their own opinions meant these proceedings were very far from being in the public interest.
So what happens once an order like this for costs is made against an appellant?
Yes, the judge in this case awarded the costs of the two-day hearing against Ms. O'Doherty and Mr. Waters, which means they have to pay their own costs, plus the costs of the respondents, the Minister for Health and the Attorney General, and the notice parties, the Oireachtas. When an order for costs is issued, it is possible that both sides may agree on how much should be paid. If that doesn't happen, it goes to the taxing master, who assesses submissions from both sides. Usually these come from legal costs accountants on both sides, and then makes an order in terms of costs. Usually the submissions and the assessment are based on what has happened in previous similar cases and also what a reasonable person would have required to take the case. So it doesn't take into account any extra work that might have been required in the particular circumstances of a particular case, and the order can be appealed. However, then when the order is finalised, it has to be executed by the winning party. So it then becomes similar to how you would execute any form of looking for any kind of money debt. The state, for example, may look for a judgment mortgage against the properties of those who owe the money. They can petition for bankruptcy if the debt isn't paid. They could seek to have the people who owe the money examined in relation to their means in the High Court. Legal sources have estimated in this case that the costs are above €50,000, probably not more than €100,000, and that's quite a substantial amount of money. But John Waters and Gemma O'Doherty in this case have said they intend to appeal.
All right, Orla, thank you for that. Our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell there.